Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, Mr. Scrooge won't be the only one revisiting history in December. 2006 marks 15 years of Harmonia programs, and this week we'll be celebrating by traveling back in time with a retrospective of holiday shows from the past 5 years or so. We'll also be featuring new releases by the Orlando Consort, as well as Paul Hillier and the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Thank you.
A live performance of God Send Us a Happy New Year and Jingle Bells by the Baltimore Consort, with a very receptive audience to boot. Before that, we began with Alas, I Lie Alone from their CD Adieu Dundee. These pieces and more were part of Harmonia's holiday program from 2003, in which the Baltimore Consort was the focus. For most of our 15 years, Harmonia's holiday programs have explored music from different traditions, both sacred and secular. In 2004, we celebrated the season with a show entitled Beat Up a Drum, in which I interviewed musicologist Dr. Stacy Houck of Texas Tech University about the dangers of celebrating Christmas under Oliver Cromwell's rule.
All you that are good fellows, come hearken to my song. I know you do not hate good cheer nor liquor that is strong. I hope there is none here, but soon will take my part, seeing my master and my dame says welcome with their heart. This is a time of joyfulness and merry time of year, when as the rich with plenty is stored, doth make the poor good cheer. From porridge, roast beef, and mince pies, that smoking on the board, with all the brave varieties, I'll pass the dope of as though they were afraid to see me draw my blade. What I revenged on them will be until my stomach's stayed. Come, fill us up, the strongest small drink is out of debt. Methinks I shall fare like a prince and sit in gallant state. This is no miser's feast, although that brings me dear. God grant the founder of this feast is Christmas gift to cheer. This is no miser's feast, although that brings me dear. God grant the founder of this feast is Christmas gift to cheer.
All You That Are Good Fellows, a Christmas carol from the 1640s, performed there by the Toronto Consort from their CD The Little Barleycorn, from a 17th century publication called Good, True, Fresh, and New Carols. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to Christmas carols from the time of the English Civil War in the mid-17th century, when Oliver Cromwell and the Puritan Parliament had actually banned the celebration of Christmas. I'm talking with musicologist Dr. Stacy Jacoy Houck.
Once the war really got going and it was clear that people were starting to pick sides, people who sided with the king, who were called royalists, also started writing many texts to older tunes, as well as writing some new tunes, that lauded Christmas and also basically made the connection for the common people who might hear these pieces that if they wanted Christmas back, they really should side with the king, because the king was about tradition and about England and about bringing back all those things that they were currently missing.
I wonder if you could talk a little bit about some of these carols that had what we might call a subversive text.
Beat Up a Drum is really quite a fun piece, and it was originally printed by a literary scholar in the 1920s who discovered it in a manuscript in the Ashmolean collection in the Bodleian Library. He found the text but did not report or didn't mention at all that there was a tune that went with it. But what's really fun about this text, Beat Up a Drum, is that it sets two foes against each other, and the foes are Father Christmas and Old Man Winter. These two foes go against each other out in the field of battle, which originally starts out as a normal battlefield, but then transfers itself to a tavern, where Christmas clearly wins, because, of course, he can handle his liquor, where Old Man Winter, of course, just melts. And it finishes off by basically saying, "Soundly warm him," that's Old Man Winter, "soundly warm him, that will charm him, then disarm him, he obeys, now he flies, now he dies, the retreat is sounded, winter is confounded, and Christmas hath the day." Christmas basically associated with all of the good things that we associate Christmas with revelry and family and with the Yule log and all the rest, here also associated with good warming brandies and liquors.
And the king.
And the king, exactly. And so basically Father Christmas becomes the idea of the British monarch, who in this case is Charles I or Charles II, take your pick. And then, of course, Old Man Winter becomes the forces arrayed against him, who by default become Parliament and, more specifically, Oliver Cromwell.
Here's the carol, "Beat Up a Drum." I'll pick up my regular six-string guitar here, and Stacy Houck and Elizabeth Ronan will sing it for us here in the studio.
Beat up a drum, for winter reigns, and from the plains he drives the swains, and still maintains the title of a king. Christmas is come, a champion bold, though very cold, he vows to hold his honor old in spite of youthful spring. Fire your beacons, wet your weapons, kill your capons, and fall on as it fits. Use your spits, winter lies a bleeding when he finds you feeding. All his force is gone. Christmas early sounds a party, juice of barley crowns a bowl. Make him cough, cut him off, that derides a drinker when so brave a skinker draws without control. Arm, 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 behold thy foe, from top to toe in ice and snow, the puff and blow his fury to provoke. Dreadless of harm, draw hogsheads dry, let flagons fly, make his fire's nose high, alarm cry, and let his army smoke. Suddenly warm him, that will charm him, then disarm him, he obeys. Now he flies, now he dies, the retreat is sounded, winter is confounded, Christmas hath the day. All renown him, that have known him, conquest crown him, tis his due. Make your cheer once a year, for his sake amended, now this year is ended, call it more anew.
Beat Up a Drum, a 17th century English carol written at the time of Oliver Cromwell's ban on Christmas during the English Civil War. That was sung by my guest on Harmonia this week, Dr. Stacy Houck, and my colleague in the Camerino Band, soprano Elizabeth Ronan, who was kind enough to join us this week as well to help us out with the singing of these unusual Christmas songs. We've been listening to an excerpt from the Harmonia 2004 holiday program, Beat Up a Drum, as we celebrate Harmonia's 15th year with a retrospective of past holiday programs. Welcome back. On Harmonia this week, we're observing our 15th birthday by revisiting some of our holiday programs from the past few years. The end of the year 2001 was one for healing. The terrible events of 9/11 called for something special, and as a result, the show in December was called Holiday of Healing. My guest was Ruth Cunningham, a singer-instrumentalist and former founding member of the vocal ensemble Anonymous Four. We listened to music from Ruth's CD that came about as a result of her work with sound and healing. She even improvised for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anonymous 4 from their CD, An English Lady Mass. Before that were two pieces from Ruth Cunningham's Ancient Beginnings CD, as well as an improvisation by her. All were part of an excerpt from Harmonia's holiday special back in 2001, entitled Holiday of Healing. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. Autumn of 2006 was a bit of a landmark for Harmonia, the show's 15th birthday. We're celebrating by offering a sampling of Harmonia holiday shows from the past few years. Save, also known as the San Antonio Vocal Arts Ensemble, was my guest for Harmonia's holiday program in 2000. At the time, they were celebrating their 10th anniversary by coming and performing live in the studio. Music of Light was the title of the program, which included early music from Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions, alongside repertoire from 17th century Latin America.
Respondemos, Dios de Abraham, respondemos, respondemos, el que responde en hora de voluntad, respondemos, respondemos, el que responde.
Music from Old and New World Spain, performed live by Save, first heard on our Harmonia holiday special from the year 2000. On Harmonia this week, we've been enjoying a look back at our past holiday shows in celebration of Harmonia's 15th anniversary. Here's a setting of Puer Nobis Nascitur, A Child is Born to Us, by Jakob van Eyck, played on the transverse flute by Stefano Bett.
Thank you.
a setting of Puer Natus Nascitur by Jakob van Eyck, performed by flutist Stefano Bett. We have a couple of new holiday releases to share with you this week. The first is by the Orlando Consort in a CD entitled Medieval Christmas. We'll hear two motets, first Loisey Compère's O Admirabile Commercium, followed by a setting of Pastores Loquebantur, composed by Clemens Nonpapa.
Oh,
Pastores Loquebantur, a motet by Clemens Non Papa, and before that, O Admirabile Commercium by Loisey Compere. Both were from a CD on the Harmonia Mundi label by the Orlando Consort called Medieval Christmas. Here's another new release for the holidays, which celebrates the music of the Orthodox Church. It's called A New Joy and features the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir under the direction of Paul Hillier, performing music from Estonia, Russia, and the Ukraine. Here's Vasil Barvinsky's Oh, What a Wonder. Oh, What a Wonder, by Vasil Barvinsky, sung by the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir under the direction of Paul Hillier, from a new Harmonia Mundi CD called A New Joy. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Harmonia's website includes lots of information about the program and the Harmonia Program Archive, in case you missed any of the Harmonia programs. That website is harmonia.indiana.edu. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.